the present moment, here and now. These phrases we hear very often. Rinpo Sumedho constantly mention them. And that our understanding may not be so well established or clear enough. I remember Rinpo Sumedho used the word phrase, surrender to the present moment. Surrender. He used a rather strong, even striking word as a reminder. Possibly our understanding, our take of this word here and now, present moment, will be a bit sloppy. Oh yeah, I know that. That kind of superficial understanding, which is possible and maybe easy, and yet the significance of it we may not realize. That's why Rinpo's word, the surrender to the present moment. One story came up to my mind that I like to mention, share. It's from the Sutta, the Buddha, story from the Buddha's time. Angulimala's story. Angulimala, in a Buddhist scripture, he's a well-known, you may say, serial killer. Many of you familiar, some not, but instead of going to the detail, just as significant, so some point I like to explain. So Angulimala, he killed already 999 people. This is because he was initially a very good student of in ancient India, in Taksala. He was studying Vedas and then studying various martial arts. So he's a, you'd say, best student of his guru, teacher. But then his fellow students got jealous of him, and they made a fake story and deceived the guru, and the guru believed it. So the guru gave him a task, or the final test. I said, okay, you've been doing very well, so now I give you the final task, final test. You should kill 1,000 people. I can imagine this might be a shock to Angulimala, or his name was not Angulimala yet. My memory says Ahimsa or something. But in ancient Indian tradition, the devotion towards the guru was such a strong one. You have to obey anything regardless. Total devotion. So there must be strong resistance to accept this. But because of the commitment and devotion to the teacher, to the goal, Ahimsaka, started killing people because of his, he mastered the martial arts so well, so he was succeeding killing up to 999. I'm sorry to mention this in the morning, it's quite heavy, horrible image, but this is what it said in the scripture. And he was looking for the final one, the 1,000. And having seen Angulimala or Ahimsaka's potential to realize the Dhamma, the Lord Buddha appeared in front of him to stop him doing of this. And Angulimala saw Buddha, yes, now I can accomplish my goal. So as he was doing, he tried to attack the Buddha, running towards him. But then Buddha used his psychic ability to move, to be away from Angulimala. So Angulimala again rushed and ran to Buddha. The same thing happens. Buddha used the psychic power, psychic ability to move away Angulimala once more again and try. And he was saying, he says, stop, Samana, stop. And then Angulimala went closer, but the Buddha distanced him again. So this was repeated. So that actually, this is my guess. Gave Angulimala a moment of to maybe think, reflect to what's happening. Because in ancient India, the belief was that the Samana never lies. So this Samana says, stop, Manu. When Angulimala says, stop, and then Buddha distances him away from Angulimala, and then Angulimala says, stop, Samana. And Buddha replies, I stop. So for Angulimala, when he says, stop, Samana, the Buddha replies, I stopped. So Samana wouldn't lie. So what is this? He says stopped, but apparently not. I'm approaching him. I said to him, stop. And he doesn't stop. He goes away, but he says, stop. What does it mean? What does he mean? So it made him think or reflect. Then I guess the scripture doesn't say much, but after this moment, significant moment of reflection, in my word, significant shift happened in Angulimala. Then faith arose in him and he asked to be a bhikkhu or to be a disciple of the Buddha. So this conversation or word of stopped. The usual way of interpretation is stopping of killing something against the moral, something Angulimala was repeating 999 times of killing. And by being reminded by Lord Buddha, Angulimala eventually realized, okay, I should stop. So this is possibly usual way of interpreting. But also I can think this stop. What is this stop? Stopped. We can think of what's happening in Angulimala then. He was pursued of killing, but this is based on the intention, motivation of realizing the goal, whatever it is, what he has been striving since he became a disciple of this his previous guru, teacher, master. And then as a final test, he was given this task. So for him to accomplish, to realize, to reach the goal, so strong motivation in his mind was to achieve, to reach. Then now he hears the word, stop. Possibly this stop samana, reply was, I stop. Possibly a few times, and brought a moment of reflection, eventually brought a moment of significant shift or letting go of, in my word, the force, drive of becoming Bhava. I want to make it. I need to go there. I have to reach there. I need to remove this. Exactly when we think about practice or meditation, we need to reach there. We have to do this. We have to remove that. We know many of them, and we motivate ourselves. But quite possible scenario is we blindly become lost in this drive of Bhava. I have to, where is, when, how, what, how long? It's a typical aspect of samsara. What next? How much more? 999. Where is 1,000? Or how much, how many we have done? How many problems we have? Therefore, I need to do, and in the future, I will be, or in the past, I didn't do this. So because of this bhava, we become bound by the linear sense of time. But now, stop. Just gently applying the word stop. Maybe initially we can recognize our unquestioned, unchallenged sense of I want to, I have to, the bhava. In 1 hour time, in 1 month's time, 3 months' time, 5 years' time, this lifetime. And we think, I can, I cannot, a lot less. So this force drive of bhava we can recognize, and just gently stop there. And if possible, the sense of putting the letting go. That's why Rumpo's Meadow's word, surrender to the present moment. Because our tendency, our drive of bhava is so strong, so deeply rooted in us. Some are maybe noticeable, but some are not necessarily. And we just assume my practice, I do tomorrow, in 1 week time, 3 months time. Typically, when we hear the word here and now, oh, sounds good. Okay, then what next? So that may we really do not see what is here and now, the present moment. The Rumpo's word, surrender to the present moment. Just like Angulimala's word to Buddha, stop, and Buddha's reply, I stopped, letting go of this constant tendency, unquestioned habit of becoming, I want to, what next, where, when, how much. Instead, stop letting go and appreciating this present moment. Silence, peace, freedom.